Hello there. Let's listen to another adventure of Peter. At the beautiful seacoast city of Caesarea lived Cornelius, a Roman. He was a captain over 100 men, and he loved and feared God and gave generously to the poor. One day, as he prayed, he had a vision of an angel calling.
Cornelius.
What is it, Lord?
Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a remembrance before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, who lives by the sea.
So when the angel left, Cornelius sent three men to Joppa to find Peter. The next day, as they were getting close to Joppa about noon, Peter was up on the flat roof of the house praying. He was very hungry, and as he prayed, he had a vision. He saw heaven open and a big sheet being let down to earth. It held all kinds of four-footed animals, besides snakes and birds. A voice spoke.
Get up, Peter. Kill and eat.
Surely not me, Lord. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean.
Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
This was done three times, and then the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the three men arrived at the gate. God spoke to Peter.
Simon Peter, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them. I have sent them.
I am Simon Peter, the one you are looking for.
Then the men told how an angel had told Cornelius to send for Peter. He invited the men to be his guests for the night. The next day they left for Caesarea. When they reached the home of Cornelius, they found a large crowd of family and friends waiting. Peter told how God had shown him that he should not look down on people of other races and call any man unclean. Jesus died for everyone. Cruel men hung this sinless Son of God on a tree, but God raised him from the dead 3 days later. Those who believe in him and receive Jesus into their hearts, repenting for their sins, shall be saved. They all received Christ and became believers. Dear friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. To as many as received him, to them he gives the power to become a child of God. He died for you because he loves you and offers you new and everlasting life. Just receive Christ, God's gift, today.